It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Take that bullshit, yeah. Turn it into good shit. Come on. Take that bullshit, yeah. Turn it into good shit. Take that bullshit, yeah. Turn it into good shit. Come on. Take that bullshit, yeah. Turn it into good shit.
Welcome back to That Stupid Fantasy Football Show. I am Tim, here today with Adam. What's up, Adam?
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well.
Good. It's January 30th, 2023. We've gotten through the entire playoff bracket except for the Super Bowl at this point, and we're here to talk about it. Hope you're doing okay. Hope you've hit your bets out there. We're also going to be joined by friend Ryan Popola in just a few minutes, who actually played in our Tyler Perry League Fantasy Championship. And we had him on for a segment in our last episode. So you might want to check that out. That was, we were actually...
It's like a month ago or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, and kind of, you know, and we were talking about the Monday night game in which Damar Hamlin got injured. And obviously we didn't know that was going to happen. And we're talking about the outcome of our fantasy game. Listening back to that might be like, just like, funny seeing that the game didn't officially get played.
Yeah.
And none of that, none of that ended up coming into play whatsoever at all.
Yep. 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 And you were just telling me before we went on air, how you thought betting should be easier than it is. that you should be winning more.
And for some reason, 100% right.
Some random crazy reason you're losing. Oh, man.
Well, I stand by that proclamation. It should be easier, and I've hit some great bets this year, and I've lost some heartbreakers, and I will say
just
I'm
not
like,
come close on some,
but I'm like even, almost even completely.
Hey, yeah. You know, the bookie or the sports book rather have you even than ahead.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Hopefully I'll be ahead after, the Super Bowl when
it's
I
always
hit.
The hope. It's always the hope when you hit. Yeah. When I you did. Magically figure out the formula to winning sports betting.
You don't think betting Patrick Mahomes being shown before Jalen Hurst or Hurts during America the Beautiful is a good bet at -145? You don't think that's a good bet?
Oh boy,
bet the house on it.
Oh man, D-gen over there. Bet the house on somebody's gonna get shown first. Get out of here. Oh, sports betting should be easy. I don't know why I keep losing because I'm betting on who gets shown first during a song.
All right, that one was just for fun. I won't give that.
Yeah, most of your bets are very skillful.
Well, I like to sprinkle a little just in case something crazy happens. You know, like no one ever hit on a +12,000 parlay in without taking chances. All right.
Oh, absolutely. You know. I totally agree. And you know, the odds of hitting are very low, but yes. You can't hit if you don't bet.
Yeah. And let's see. It looks like Ryan Popola is joining us. Are you there, Ryan?
Nope.
Not yet.
Let's fire
our tech person.
He
says it's not letting me unmute. Another bet that I made was Travis Kelce and Jalen Hurts anytime touchdowns. It's a parlay. They both got a score, but I feel like that's a good one.
Hurts, you said Hurts and Kelce?
And Kelce, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those are probably the two guys that you would expect to hit.
Yeah,
you know,
those are the
touchdown.
Two.
Yeah,
the two best. You know, they both had like decent odds together. Their odds were like -110 and maybe like +140. I think for Hurts, but together it was like 220 or something like that. I want to say, which is pretty good.
What about Pacheco, Boston Scott, anytime touchdown parlay?
Well, shit, then, you know, that's definitely a much better odds on that one. I mean, I can check the odds if you'd like.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really into Boston Scott. Yeah, he's +450, though. Yikes. And Pacheco is +150. So let's see. Together, yeah. I got to find the other, a different page to, let's see here, to see what that looks like.
Popol is stuck in the matrix over there.
Yeah, what's going on over here, Popol? It's not letting me unmute. Is this your first time using Zoom?
Or put his camera on.
I keep clicking ask to unmute and ask to start video. So I don't know. What are you, on your phone or something? What's going on here? If you're on your phone, that's the only way this is even remotely acceptable. Going to change devices. Okay.
God, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm trying not to go crazy yet with my bets. But I did put $25 on Kansas City +2.5 and the under 51. It's a parlay. I bought a point, I think, or maybe a point and a half on the under.
The under, interesting.
Yeah. And I thought I was getting the Chiefs at +2.5 and I was going to buy a half a point to 3, but when I got home, the odds had changed, and so I got the Chiefs at +2.5.
Okay.
So I don't think it ruins my bet, but I really was hoping for that extra. I was actually going out of my way to buy that half, that specific half point.
Yeah. So that's much more comfortable.
Yeah.
I know a lot of Cincy bettors are wishing they had that extra point yesterday.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I guess I could cash it out. It is letting me cash it out. So maybe I will do that and resubmit it. But I feel like the odds are going to be all over the place on this Super Bowl already, like it was for that Chiefs-Bengals game.
Yeah,
the spread went back and forth about 4 points, and it swung past zero, which I feel like hardly ever happens. And it already happened in am I wrong in saying it already happened? No. Okay. For the Super Bowl?
Saying.
No. Okay. I think it opened at -1 Eagles, but I'm not sure. It's currently, I'm looking at -2. So I think you should probably get the Chiefs at that, but anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think too, there was a bunch of, you know, I think in the middle of the week, we weren't sure if the Bengals O linemen were going to start. We weren't sure if Kelce was going to play, and they didn't, but Kelce did play. A big difference.
Yeah, Kelce did play. He was good as usual. And Ryan Popola is joining us now. Tech difficulties over. How's it going?
I was on my phone. Blame mobile devices.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. It's hard to find the buttons on your mobile device.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm great. I think I agree with everything you guys said. I think it's going to be a up and down odds of a Super Bowl.
And both of you know this already, but back on September 5th in 2022, I called this very matchup.
Do you have the clip or anything?
I do.
I'm going to say Chiefs over Eagles Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. He has the clip. He picked picked the two best teams in the league and said they'd make the Super Bowl.
Okay, not in September. They weren't the two best teams in the league.
Yeah, they were.
One of two.
The Eagles weren't even favored for their division in
They were
September.
Undefeated. They were undefeated.
No, September 5th. This was before the season started. God damn it.
It was half full. That's half full.
Additional credit now?
Maybe.
All right. Well, enough about my insane prediction. Ryan Popola, you played in the Tyler Perry League Super Bowl. We just kind of talked about how your last appearance was the day of the Damar Hamlin injury, and we were talking about that game a lot because it was going to matter in your fantasy championship, and then it turned out Damar Hamlin got hurt, and that game didn't matter at all to your fantasy championship. So tell us about your experience.
Tell us about, I've been thinking about it a lot. Like, I was thinking about it on the way walking in to do this. Like, that day we recorded is maybe a month ago exactly today. Maybe, like if I'm doing the math right, it's like, and then we didn't settle things in the Tyler Perry League for 2 weeks after that day. Like, you guys lived it with me. It was a saga. I think the way we did it was fun and nerve-wracking for one human on this Zoom call. But like, yeah, I mean, ultimately, regardless of what had happened, I do think that, you know, for the core of us, we remember who wins every year, but the majority of the league, if you said who won a couple years ago, no one would remember. Whether I won or I lost, everyone's going to remember the circumstances that led to this final between me and Kirsch. So that in and of itself is pretty cool.
That is
true.
I'm
going to forget about it. What happened? Huh? It was wild. I do think we did it the right way. I mean, I guess I wouldn't be mad if people used the week 18 scores because both teams had their players playing, so it wasn't, you know, it meant a little less than the playoff games. I give you that. But I think anybody that used the week 18 scores or used the wild card scores did it right. I think the leagues that just said, oh, we're just going to leave it as is, that's it, you know, sorry if you had players from two of the best teams in the league on your team, you know, you're screwed.
And also, and sorry, Tim, we didn't know what we didn't know when it came to week 18. And like, ultimately, neither Kirsch nor I would have cried foul if we used those week 18 scores. But I mean, Tim, you and I were texting that morning. Like, once the Ravens said they weren't going to play anybody, no one knew what the Bengals were going to do. Like, you know, and like, ultimately, the Bengals did try that day. But by the third quarter, even though their starters were in, they weren't really giving it the full gusto. So like, we didn't know what we didn't know. And the other cool thing, I want to say this before I forget. For me, I think although in the moment was the most nerve-wracking, but I think ultimately will be the most fun. What was most fun about that wild card scenario is we had to do the math ourselves, which created incredible text chains during the Bengals game. Yes. Like, yeah, all of us having different math at different times. Kirshner had me up. I had myself down. Tim forgot about two-point conversions. It was a lot of fun. Like,
yeah. I think I just didn't see it. how close did it end up being?
I won by
it was
less.
Really close. Yeah.
I think I won by like 1.8, something like that, Adam.
Yeah,
like,
it was really close.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really, really close. And you would have lost if we would have used the week 18 scores, right?
Would have lost by three of week 18 scores. And ultimately, I mean, I don't want to bore people with game flow, but it's like ultimately Burrow, they took back a Hayden Hurst touchdown. He ran one in, Burrow, even though they could have given it to Mixon or whoever, P. Ryan, and then threw that two-point conversion. And you would have thought at that point the Bengals would have had at least two more possessions. I believe they only had one because of that crazy fumble, that the 99-yard return. And that I would not have won without that touchdown and two-point conversion just by the way the math worked out. Yeah. And at the time, even I wouldn't have thought that it was that dire. So it's like Joe Burrow came up big.
He did.
Unlike yesterday.
Unlike yesterday. And I was definitely just trying to make you second guess yourself on the morning of week 18 and saying, hey, last chance to turn back. Maybe you can use the scores now.
Tim was really relishing all of that, all of the pain and anguish that Popola was going through. Tim was just like,
well,
laughing.
Genuinely, yeah, I mean, no, I could tell. I mean, he told me straight up, to be fair.
Yeah.
One thing about Tim is he's a straight up asshole. you know,
he's not going to pull any punches.
Yeah. But like the scenario that I dreaded the most was winning in week 18 at not counting and then losing in wild card. Like, that would have just been devastating.
And
I don't
think
the same for Kirshner, because Kirshner has a title in his trophy case. Mm-hmm. It's like, and ultimately this was collectively bargained. We all said that, like, this is the way we were going to do it. And I think it was the right way to do it. But that scenario specifically, if I lost both weeks, if I won both weeks, who cares? But that scenario would have, like, I would not be here today. Like, I would not be talking to you two. I would still be in my cave. Like,
yeah, that would have been pretty bad. Well, I'm glad I gave you that last stress before you had to wait another week. Oh, that was great. And then, and then your asterisk to the title is just
not a thing. Not a thing. It's not existent. Not existent. It's actually on the trophy, which we should talk about, but it's not actually a thing.
Yeah. What does the trophy say?
I believe I'm paraphrasing. Congrats, you won the Tyler Perry League. Your praying finally paid off, and it should be noted, if the audience doesn't already know, that it is a statue of the Virgin Mary.
for the first time ever, it changes every year.
Yes.
Excellent.
But there is a pretty great reaction video of me opening it for the first time, and but
there
it's the asterisk is literally on the trophy, but not actually a thing that we're recognizing.
But it's on the trophy.
It's on the trophy until I white it out. Yes.
Yeah. Tim and I had an actual discussion, a full on discussion about where we placed the asterisk on the trophy. He wanted to place it after win. And I was like, yeah, I get it. I get the thought process there. But it's cleaner this way to put it after league.
It took me a few looks at it to realize it was even there. Yeah. But no, it made the whole thing, and that's what, like, I, for the three of us especially, because I talk to you two about the league more than anybody else. It's like, I was thinking earlier today, knowing I was gonna do this, it's like, once we knew DeMar was going to be okay, like the three of us getting on that three-way call, trying to figure out how to do this. It's just like all of it was really fun and stupid and the perfect encapsulation of our league. Like, yeah. I'm glad I was.
I thought it was a great way to do it. It was a lot of fun. Congrats, by the way.
Yeah, congrats.
It was really great. So basically after it all happened, it still showed Kirshner as our league winner because we hadn't updated the scores. So I get this text from Popola being like, can you change the scores? And I'm like, I was
more polite than that.
No. I know. But I was like, I'm going to really milk this. So I was like, can I get a please?
And you know me really well at this point. It's like, I read it back. I was like, I don't know. I thought I kind of came into this pretty respectfully. Like, you know, it was just
another little added extra thing to have him anguish over.
Yeah. I was dreading the scenario where, because I don't remember when ESPN changes everything over. And at that point, it would be too late. It's like it would just have forever said that Kirshner was leaving.
Yeah, so I couldn't go in and individually update the person's score, but I just took the overall total and then plugged it in. And then it did just update and it made you the winner. It said you're, you know, champion.
Wow. I didn't even know that was an extra moment between you two of stress there. Probably
I was Popola's stressed about it.
Idea not to let me know, because if you had sent me that text, I think my response would have been to block your number.
I was definitely laughing over here because I just pictured what, like, him being stressed about this, because I knew, like, I was like, oh, okay, because I went on the page and I was like, oh, it says Kirshner, that's right, we have to do this. And then I thought to myself, like, I wonder if we can, like, because the way he said it, he was just genuinely asking, like, is this even something that's possible? And I took it as like, hey, can you do this?
Yeah.
So I was like, can I get a please? And then he goes, well, no, I just want to know, like, is it possible? Will you please check? And I'm like, okay, I can do that. And then I did it like 3 hours later.
Yeah, he made me wait the whole night. I was during Monday night. I'm doing work. And it's like.
Yeah, I didn't do it right away.
There were several texts that day. I almost texted you, Tim, about the trophy several times. And I was like,
oh, my God.
Let me let it sit.
Oh my God!
Charlie Kenny doesn't have the polos anymore.
That's too bad.
Oh boy, he's not making polos anymore.
I guess he lost them. They got moldy or something. I don't know.
Oh, so he had extras.
Oh, yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't.
You know what? No way. I apologize because I won so many times that it delayed it and probably made all the extra polos moldy that he would have, like, given out to other people. But I won 6 times. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, he has six ugly polos in his closet. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I only have
the
one.
The shirt is hideous.
It's very ugly.
Yeah, once you get the first one, that's, you know.
Yeah.
But you should see if he has the graphic somewhere.
Yeah, I think that's maybe, the move.
And maybe, you know, we can make one or figure
I'll pay out. $25 on it. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, probably even cheaper. Like these sites now, you can get those done pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you can get them done for free. If you're just making one, just say, hey, I want to test one.
Right.
And they'll send you a test one. And then you're like, oh, this sucks. And then you never have to deal with it.
The other thing is I literally would only wear it on our draft Zoom where literally it's just the three of us and maybe like two other stragglers. Like, so no one's even ever seen me this thing.
I feel like our Zoom usually gets between like 4 to 6 people. Yes. And three of them are usually us. Kirshner's usually in there. Rob's usually in there.
Bob C comes late. Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie Kenny make it?
Not anymore.
He didn't last year, I don't think. Max sometimes will appear.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah. We've had a good, it's pretty
Speaking of, so I wanted to, I have at least part of the league here. I wanted to talk about off-season meetings, which I'd like to do, to talk about rule changes, things like that. But I don't want to do that until we figure out these two spots in our league. And I know you've been talking to Honeycock. So maybe getting him back and maybe getting one other person that we can get suggested, that would be really good. And then we can set a date for off-season meetings so everybody could be there.
Okay. I am interested in this. We got to talk about this. I have to tell you a quick story about Frank Honeycock. This is a guy who's been on these airwaves many times. You know, had some crazy appearances. Famously was talking about Pepsi in the hot tub. Any longtime members might remember that, but I'm going back like 6-7 years now.
Oh yeah.
He won like a free $50 voucher or something playing online poker, and then he got into sports betting like I've never seen before for a couple of days, and now he's out already. But this guy won over $2,000 betting on Korean basketball and women's tennis sets. He stayed up all night doing live betting. He didn't lose. I'm not kidding. I got screenshot right here. I got several. It was an insane run.
What a man.
He won a couple grand, and then I don't think he's been able to withdraw it.
He doesn't know how?
Because he doesn't have a bank account.
No. He said that they asked him to send his ID, and he thought that seemed normal. And then they sent it to a department because of suspicious activity, and so they're reviewing it. And then I was like, oh, man, that's crazy. You got to complain. And he was like, honestly, if I get into it right now, I'm going to get really mad. So I'm just going to let it go for now, see what happens. So I didn't push it, but but he had $2,000 that he initially put in there to win money to replace a window at his ex-wife's house that his son broke, that he told his ex-wife he'd pay. So every time he hits, he's like, yes, closer to the window to paying for this.
Oh boy.
Sports betting, it brings people together. And anyway, I mean, I think he might be interested. I'll have to send a message to Eric Patton, who sort of I believe blocked all of our numbers because he was on the text thread with the league, and he asked me to take him off the text thread, and I was like, nah, can't do it, bro. Which, looking back, probably not the best way to handle that.
But like, you're in a fantasy league. Like, just put it on mute. I don't understand why that's so.
He put his team on mute. I don't know why the text thread.
Yeah. Oh.
Shots fired.
He's never gonna hear this.
No, I'm with you though. I don't know. Because I have stuff on. Sleep or whatever. Just because I'll look at my phone enough that I don't have to hear a buzz or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't get why that was so upsetting to him. But you know, it is what it is. But we need somebody who's like willing. You know, he doesn't even have to participate in the text thread, but to get so upset and then block everybody's number, you can't even communicate with them. You know, like, I get that he's like, well, just send Trace through the app. Okay, but like, what if you don't like to trade and we want to negotiate? Yeah. Like, you have my phone number blocked, you know?
Not ideal.
So I think we got, and then obviously we got to get rid of Krafic. He's just been a ghost team for like past several years. Just not competitive at all. Misses the drafts.
I will send him a message as well. He might be listening right now. So Mike, if you're listening now, send me a message. If not,
I love Mike. I think Mike's a great guy.
And I'll ask you. Yeah.
And I know he's a good, the thing that like frustrates me is I know he's a good fantasy player because I've been in his other league, which, you know, he had a good team. It's just, you know, as every year it's like,
he didn't do anything.
It's like four wins. He doesn't pick up many people.
Stinking just, is fine. Being bad at fantasy football is fine. We just need.
But
to
he's not
active.
Trying.
Yeah,
he's not trying. You know,
we and
he's
missed, to be bad at fantasy
he's,
football.
I will say he's made the last two drafts, I believe. Which I think the thing on him was he was missing the draft kind of repeatedly, but he did make the last one and maybe the one before. So, I mean, if he wants to stay and say like I'm going to be more competitive, then I'm fine with him staying, but. We need that, at least that, you know, acknowledgement. I'm going to be more competitive then.
Right.
But I think Patton, if he goes, we maybe replace him with Honeycock.
Okay. I will check in with Honeycock to see if he can handle this. He seems like he's doing well right now, despite the crazy story of him staying up all night live betting and winning $2,000 on Korean basketball and women's tennis sets that he was texting me about, like, constantly. It was very entertaining though. I cannot believe he won how he did. That was really impressive.
That's great.
But speaking about winning, and this is a football show after all, how did you guys feel yesterday went? Championship Sunday. We had the Chiefs beat the Bengals, and we had the Eagles really kind of steamroll the Niners.
The Eagles-Niners game was disappointing. That sucked. Yeah. Like, I mean... The way the game was being played, that could have been a really close game if Purdy doesn't get hurt there.
I agree.
But, you know, once Josh Johnson got in the game, it was pretty much over. Eagles are too good of a team to, like, you know, let up. I mean, he was their basically four-string quarterback. Wasn't on the team until a week ago or whatever, but that's tough. That's tough. I mean, Eagles are a really good team. They probably would have won anyway, maybe. And the Chiefs Bengals game was a lot of fun. I thought, I mean, it got kind of bogged down by penalties there, whether they were called or not called. And then, you know, the weird redo of the down and, you know,
that was crazy. Redo of third and nine.
Yeah. Just kind of weird stuff, which kind of took away from the game. Mahomes played really well. Burrow had one bad interception and one just interception that was just a great defensive play. He just couldn't get protection, and it was mainly that was the big difference. He couldn't get protection, and Mahomes could.
Yeah, Burrow was probably hit, not sacked, but hit probably 20 times, legitimately.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything on Eagles Niners, I totally agree with. I do think the game was already over, but I do think, not just because it would have been a blast for a couple plays, I think McCaffrey and Wildcat would have been the much better bet than Purdy just handing off. But the game was over. I thought that was a last-ditch effort that they should have considered.
And I think they did discuss it, and maybe they just weren't confident with it. And maybe it was something McCaffrey's like, you know what, I'm not going to get hurt and this garbage time of this game, you know, so we can try something out that's probably not going to work.
But 21-7, they could have done it, you know, and
they could have done it, and I think they should have done it as well. And McCaffrey never would have said no to that. He would have been all about it. I think the biggest problem with this is that Elijah Mitchell was out of that game.
They didn't have another running back.
Yeah, they didn't have a true running back if McCaffrey was going to take over. But yeah, that would have meant the Niners were down four quarterbacks in 2022 if McCaffrey actually did play quarterback, which I was rooting for too, and I kind of thought they should have at least tried it.
Yeah, I was hoping to see it, but it was just tough.
Once upon a time, Ronnie Brown scored five touchdowns in the Wildcat formation in a single game.
Yeah, I think if the Eagles had a shoddy defense, maybe it would have worked. The Eagles defense is too good, especially that defensive line with Fletcher Cox. I mean, that's just That's tough to run a offense like that, but
The reason it worked initially was because no one knew what to do with it. Like, and it's been like 10 years since anyone's like run it consistently. They might as well try it when they're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
I think the Eagles defense probably would be a little bit more apt to it, just dealing with a guy like Jalen Hurts in practice all the time. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he runs the ball a lot out of that position. So I think you see a lot of that similar scheme, but yeah, I would have liked them to see do something rather than just, you know, pack it in and just go, we're just going to hand the ball off.
Yeah.
Really, really too bad. But I think the Super Bowl is going to be great, great game. I think, you know, two great teams, two great quarterbacks, two great, you know, Sirianni looks like a really great coach from, you know, what I see. Pretty ballsy.
He gets excited. Yeah.
Pretty ballsy. He's intense. Reed's kind of the opposite. I mean, Reed's ballsy, but Reed's really much more relaxed and chilled. Probably because he can't get too intense, you know, that might be bad for his heart.
Jeez. Wow. Weight shaming? Andy
Reid? No, he's unhealthy.
Okay.
He's unhealthy. He has heart problems.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It's noted. Mm-hmm. I didn't say anything about his weight. It's about his heart.
Well, I guess that makes me the asshole.
Well...
Well, yeah,
that's a common theme.
It's a cape you wear a lot.
Proudly as well.
Yeah.
Not all assholes wear capes, but you do.
Yeah.
Now, the quarterbacks, both of them in the Super Bowl are not 100%. Hurts didn't really even play that well, I feel like, yesterday. I hope he's going to play better.
San Francisco's defense is good.
And they were holding back third quarter. They didn't really
but
have
Chiefs yet, defense. But... Chiefs defense looked really good, but Chiefs, I mean, can they do it?
Good?
Can they do it 2 weeks in a row? And I think that's kind of what you look back at the Bengals defense, you saw how they shut down the Bills. You're like, but can they do it 2 weeks in a row against another really good offense? Can the Chiefs defense do it 2 weeks in a row? Or, well, we have a week in between, but can they do it two games in a row?
Right.
You know, I just don't know. I just don't know.
Healthy is Jalen Hurts? I mean, I feel like we don't know that either. Like we're still asking that after.
And
like
how
a
healthy
month.
Will Mahomes be? I mean, he looked great out there, but that's busy a lot of protection. You know, Eagles have
he's
a much different.
Enough.
Eagles have
2 weeks
better,
are going to be big for Mahomes.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure, but
yeah,
it will be big for Hurts too.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's been out for like it's been what since like November when he got hurt.
He doesn't
right?
look
Bears
great
game.
Since November. Yeah.
And he was amazing before that.
So I think maybe you give the edge to the Chiefs then.
I do. I think Hurts looked a little nervous at times yesterday too. I was really waiting to see him rise to the occasion, and he didn't have to. I'm not going to say he couldn't do it, but he didn't have to do it yesterday. I hope to see that in the Super Bowl. I think he will do it, by the way, and I think it's going to be a great game. But yeah, since we haven't seen that level from Hurts in a while, I got to go Chiefs.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean,
and because I said it in September too.
Sure.
Well, that's the most important element of it. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. There's a
it
clip.
Is.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
Play.
I think I would go Chiefs too. I just think the way their defense played yesterday, you know, I think they can bring that pressure. I think that's the big difference there, just like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I think I like the Chiefs by more than 3. What's the line right now?
-2
right now.
Yeah, I would hit the Chiefs on that. I just think mainly because of the Jalen thing, but I just think they're better in every facet.
Yeah, and Chiefs are getting 2.
Although the offense is
banged
up.
I think the Eagles have a better defense.
Fair.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Eagles have a better defense. I think their run game is about the same. You know, I think Mahomes is better than Hurts. I think Hurts does have better weapons, though.
Well, yeah, so that's what I was going to say. And granted, even Kadarius Toney still wouldn't match up to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. But let's see where the Chiefs receivers are in 2 weeks' time.
Because Juju got hurt, too.
Exactly. All things
and Hardman equal. Was in and out.
Right. All things being equal, like, you know, the Chiefs, obviously Mahomes tips the scales. But, you know, he can't – it's not just Kelsey. Like, there has to be some living, breathing receiver on the field.
Well, I mean, they made do with the Scantling out there. I mean,
he did pretty well.
Yeah.
So he can come up big.
Yeah.
Devonta Smith is unbelievable.
He's really good.
He is incredible. That play that he made.
Yeah.
I can't. First of all, I can't believe they threw it deep on. I think it was 4th and 2 in. In field goal range. Yeah, I'm talking about that play. He went up. He made an unbelievable athletic play, and a catch that looked like a catch was not actually a catch on only one replay out of like 6 that I saw. But he got up and he was signaling Hurts. He was pounding his fists together. He got up and he was like, "Come on, get down here." And he got them over the line. They snapped a play before the Niners could even look at that one replay and challenge it. And that led to their touchdown drive, their first touchdown. And I think that was such a big play in that game.
It was.
Because if he missed it, it would have been no points and Niners ball. Even if Smith didn't get up going like that, signaling them down, you know, it's no touchdown.
The one thing that I was wondering, because now they have the immediate replay where they have somebody in New York or wherever watching to say, "Oh, okay, this is what happened." Why was that not seen? Like, I mean, can they do it for those type of plays, or is it just penalties? Like,
honestly, the reason is, I think, because Devontae Smith did this so quick. They didn't have 40 seconds. They had 20 seconds because he rushed them to the line, and it only showed up on one replay.
Sure, out of
the,
but when...
The first five, you couldn't tell, or it looked like he caught it.
They really didn't have enough time to cycle through to get to the one that they
needed. That's what I'm saying.
But why isn't there somebody looking at every single angle in there? Like, or do they just have one guy? Like, I guess what I'm saying is,
I see what you're
saying. NFL has all this money. How are they don't have every single angle being able to be viewed immediately? Because obviously,
oh God,
there's a camera.
Here we go. Here we go. It's the refs. There's not enough refs on the field. We need one ref per camera in the booth as well.
Yeah. So you just rather a flawed game where things are missed.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know how the bells and whistles actually work behind the scenes, but I would imagine.
That's all I'm asking.
Apparently there's not one per camera angle. I mean, I think that would be too much. I don't know how many camera angles they have, but I think it just took them too long to cycle through. Yeah. And that was such a heads up play by Devonta Smith that.
Well, I mean,
the most impressive part of the play is realizing that it wasn't a play at all.
Yes. He knew. He was the only person that really knew.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, it's incredible. No one
else. He also did a really good job. Like the second it hit the ground, he like pulled it into his chest. So when everybody saw him like fully land, then it was really great. He's a really good player. AJ Brown's amazing. Yeah. That's the difference maker there on that side. So if Hurts gets a little bit of time to do what he does, that could be the difference. So I think it really comes down to, can the Eagles offensive line, which is amazing, protect Hurts, get the running game going, and neutralize that Chiefs, you know, pass rush. Because if they can do that, you give them a lot more time to operate against the secondary. Yesterday, that was all rookies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's a big difference maker, dude, because the Eagles, that's the other thing I think they have the advantage on. I think their offensive line is better than the Chiefs by a little bit.
I want to see Hurts make a deep throw. The Devonta Smith play was great.
There. That was a perfect throw right
there.
But
he missed AJ Brown at a pretty critical point in that game, and that would have been really nice. And I wouldn't be talking about this.
He's missed more than he's made since early December.
He's been off target. And I want to see him on target.
This last game, it's tough because the game script definitely changed. You know, it didn't give him many opportunities to prove, hey, I can throw it just fine, you know. I think it's going to be a really even matchup. It's exciting. I think, let's say Purdy doesn't get hurt in that game. I think any combination of those four teams would have been really fun. I think this one's going to be really great, especially the 2-1 seeds. That's fun.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen often.
Didn't happen last
year. 2-4 seeds last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I did want to go over a couple of fun props that I found, and they're really stupid. I gotta be clear. halftime show, to what's going to occur during Rihanna's performance on stage. ASAP Rocky to appear on stage with Rihanna. Does that sound likely to you guys?
Bet. That sounds like a good bet. I mean,
plus 300.
They have a child together.
3-1 odds.
Plus 300?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd take plus 300.
Oh, Popola's going straight. He's like, what is this? What side is this? He's going straight on there. Yeah.
Jay-Z to appear on stage.
I don't think so. If he didn't do it last year, I mean, I don't see why he would do it.
Yeah, I think that one would be a little bit more far-fetched than ASAP Rocky.
Okay, we'll go to the under on that. Drake to appear on stage.
Possible.
Was he on the thing last year? No.
No, I feel like the reason why he would maybe not do it is I think he'd want to hold out to have his own show.
Sure.
But they're tight, so plausible.
Yeah, sure. I would say out of those three, ASAP Rocky, I would say is the most likely to.
He's got plus 300 odds, Jay-Z has plus 300, and Drake has plus 500.
Yeah, I would go with the ASAP one if we were going to pick one.
Yeah.
This one is really funny. Rihanna to proposed marriage to ASAP Rocky, I guess, during the show.
Plus 2,500. Oh, man. Yeah, I wouldn't take that bet.
What odds would you think would be connected to Rihanna to wear a bucket hat?
Plus 600.
Good. Plus 700. Very good.
To wear a bucket hat.
What about Rihanna to open an umbrella on stage?
What about Ooh. Rihanna wearing one of those big hats like Brian Robinson?
That's not on the board. I'll submit that.
Tim loves that. Tim loves that.
I'll send that to Bovada.
The thing about the opening the umbrella, does that mean she has to actually physically open one, or can she be holding an open one?
Can someone else be holding an umbrella?
I think that would probably get you the plus 275, but it does say Rihanna to open an umbrella. So yeah, I don't know.
There's too much in there. It's too layered.
That's the blue or pink Gatorade of our time type prop. It's like, what actually, like, you know, it's a lot of investigative reporting at that point.
Now, let's see. Rihanna to suffer a wardrobe malfunction plus 500. And it says here, wardrobe malfunction must be confirmed as such by Rihanna in writing or by interview within 1 week of the performance.
I would stay
away. Oh, my God. Yeah, that seems like too much.
That's a big time stay away. Yeah. A couple other ones I liked were State Farm Stadium. I guess that's the name of the stadium in Glendale where it's being played. Number of beers sold during the event, over or under 120,000.
I would take the over, but who's tracking?
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's a sales, like if they're all being sold, you know, but it's only tracking sold beers. So that there's a, obviously the stadium has.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not tracking the ones that snuck in.
Yeah, or drank in the parking lot. Then it's like millions.
And it does say State Farm Stadium officials will have to confirm the number sold by the end of February.
Oh, my God. See, I don't like those bets.
I think that's something they probably do, though.
For sure.
Those things would get a headline.
No, you get your number. It would happen. Yeah. But that would just be like the fun of the prop bet is it happening right then and there. Not like I got to wait to the end of February.
Yeah, you don't want to wait to February to see if ASAP Rocky proposes to Rihanna. You know.
What about number of hot dogs sold, over or under 17,000?
I'd go under.
I just don't even know what.
Who's eating a hot dog at the Super Bowl? Like,
I mean, hot dogs are good at a ball game, but maybe, I'd probably have a
Andy
sausage.
Reed. Andy Reid.
Mark Sanchez. And then I like these ones. What will happen to the price of Bitcoin during the Super Bowl? Price of Bitcoin goes up minus 125. Price of Bitcoin goes down minus 105.
The big stakes.
The profit. These aren't even good odds.
Yeah.
I know, it's terrible.
I might as well just put money into Bitcoin and hope it goes up.
I would the only one I can recommend out of any of these is the under on the hot dogs. It's minus 110. I'm gonna look how many hot dogs sold last year.
Yeah, that's why I need to have some empirical data here.
I just don't see the Super Bowl as a hot dog event. Like,
okay, no. Let's see. 16,300 hot dogs were purchased at Super Bowl, was that 53, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So
would you say 17,000 though for this year?
Yeah. So there's some room there. There's some wiggle room for this bet to hit.
Okay.
And it's -110. It's a decent bet. And then, you know, you got to figure people going more vegetarian these days, more and more people like that. And there's also, you know, more creative concessions these days all across the country than just a hot dog. You know, this ain't 1925 at Wrigley Field, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
I can't believe 16,000 got sold last year. You know, probably not.
It's a hot dog bet alongside an ASAP Rocky bet alongside a bucket cap bet.
I'm parlaying them.
Yeah.
I'm going to parlay
the umbrella parlay. Yeah.
I'm going to parlay the Chiefs with the under on the 17,000 hot dogs.
You'll get your, you'll find out if you won the bet in, you know, March 3rd.
Yeah. Oh shit. I do like some teasers though. I don't know about you guys. Are you guys going to bet on the Super Bowl?
It's just too close of a game. Like, I guess I would maybe do like some in-house bets. Like if I was watching it with people and be like, hey, I'll put, you know, you want the Eagles, you want the Chiefs, let's bet on that. But it's just such a close game. I don't think there's a lot of money to be made there unless you're doing, you know, prop parlays and stuff like that.
Yeah. What the fuck you think we're talking about?
There you go. Well, yeah, I won't be doing big parlays, but I will be rooting for whatever you bet on and you send to me ultimately.
Thank you.
That morning.
I appreciate the support.
Yeah. Tim, just remember, like, you can't hit a +10,000 parlay if you don't make a +10,000.
Yeah, we did say this.
we did. Yeah.
Tim tells himself that every day in the mirror.
Hey, it's true.
It is.
I'll dedicate like $10 or something to some crazy parlays. I will try like to predict the touchdown scores. For the record, I was kind of close yesterday. I had, and you know, you go with chalk, I think, a lot of times with this, but I had McCaffrey, Miles Sanders, Kelsey, and then I think I had Kittle too. And that's where it fucked me up.
You had Chase too.
I had Chase as well. So I was 3 for 5 on that. So not going to get there, but not too far off. Yeah. If Purdy played, you know, I don't know. Anyway, but I'll try something like that. Like, and I do have Kelsey and Hurts already parlayed, so I feel like that's a pretty good one.
What about first touchdown?
Yeah, there might be some good ones there. Who do you guys like for that?
After yesterday, I would consider Miles Sanders for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if I see the Eagles driving, I mean, like, I that's also the other way I think the Eagles could really be in it. If they get him going, I think that really adds a dynamic.
And depending on what wide receivers are healthy, maybe Scantling.
Scantling plus 1,600, Miles Sanders plus 700, Hurts and Kelsey also plus 700. Yeah. So pretty good.
First touchdown.
Kelsey's had first touchdown the last 2 weeks, which either that scares you or it gives you, you know, kind of your juice.
Plus 700, that's not bad. I thought it would have been
plus 4.
Yeah. I agree. It'll probably go down as we get closer and people bet on it. But Kelsey had come off of a pretty historic to his career touchdown drought up until scoring in the divisional round. I don't know how many games in a row he didn't score, but I can check it right now. But I want to say it was like 6 or 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six straight games. So he's only scored in 2 straight.
Right. And that first touchdown yesterday came late, not relatively speaking. Like, you know, it's like if and I think it was plus 700 yesterday, honestly, on him too. So it will go down, but that seems to be right around where it was in the last couple weeks.
Yeah. I might do something where I bet him for 2 and Hurts for 1 and Sanders for 1. And put like $2 on it, you know, see what happens with that.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
You know, cause he's a likely target. Anyone know what's happening to Kadarius Toney? Cause he's been so electric when he gets the ball, with Kansas City.
He looks like
he's, He looks like he's going to score every play, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's too soon to say, right? We're 2 weeks out here. But I do think he's, as silly as it sounds to some, I do think that he's very important to them in this game.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially Juju doesn't play.
And Juju hasn't really been that necessary been for that team.
He's been a guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been a guy. Like, they, you know, like Mahomes is completely, his greatness has really shown this season when you take away Tyreek Hill and just give him some other receivers that he didn't have chemistry with last season, and now he just kind of develops it. He's unbelievable.
Really is.
Yeah.
But no one wanted him to win yesterday. And everyone was rooting against him, including me.
Yeah, no, I think it was, I think it's just because he's won one.
Yeah.
You know, people like to see different guys win. I think there is the factor of his brother and his wife. People really don't seem to like those two very much. So I think there's that. And the Chiefs have just been dominant. Yeah. I mean, I know the Bengals made it to the Super Bowl, but the Bengals as a franchise, you know, are known as losers. You know, I think people always kind of root for them. And I think there's something that people really like about Burrow and the way he plays. And, but man, Mahomes is fun to watch, even if he has a, you know, sprained ankle.
Yeah. And I think ultimately, I think Chiefs Eagles is a fun game, but just on paper, I thought Eagles Bengals was a really fun game. Not that this won't be just as much of a good time, but I think there was, you know, I'm dispositioned to dislike the Bengals because of division real life stuff, but they're fun to watch, especially their offense. Like, you know, but I do think that on paper, this still is a really damn good game.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. Is.
I can't wait, guys. Well, thank you very much for hanging out today. I hope everyone out there enjoyed this conversation. Maybe we can even do another one before the big game. That'd be fun. So, thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you soon. Yeah.